We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You need to become a Saints Happy Hour patron. It's best Saints podcast and community in the world. You get every podcast without no commercials, early access to special episodes, and patron-only perks. You get to talk to my dad on Discord, and you get cool swag box delivered to your house. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today. That's the best commercial ever.
What am I going to do with my Kareem Hunt and Anthony Barr fatheads, Dave? What am I going to do? Diana Rossini, that's your fault. Also, is it time to panic about all the Saints' calf injuries? Thomas, hit that intro.
Welcome to the award-winning Saints Happy Hour podcast. Seriously, this podcast has won awards? American standards are dropping every day. The show features Ralph, the best host in the world, who can barely pronounce his own name, much less anyone else's.
Marcus Calloway.
Dave is that dude who loves taking bathroom breaks. He's mad about almost anything, so make sure to lower your volume when he speaks.
Put that freaking clown meme back up that I made. Jesus Christ.
Andrew has sources, watches tapes, and knows football. He rarely shows up on time and wants to commit crimes to help the Saints win.
Sean Payton would have done illegal things. Don't tell me I'm wrong, because you know it's true.
Oh, and there's also Kevin, who is great at doing mock drafts, but struggles to actually watch Saints games or have a functioning relationship.
Budrich wants to know how the doctor's doing.
That ended.
Anyway, grab a drink, sit back, and enjoy the insanity.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. We are live on Twitch. If you aren't, subscribe to Saints Happy Hour wherever you get your podcast. Smash that like button on YouTube. Also, become an annual patron at patreon.com/saintshappyhour and get 2 months for free. Annual patrons get our special welcome gift of our Saints season survival mug. Get one before they run out. Our off-season MVP contest is underway. Have you ever wanted to be on the main show and tell Kevin to shut up when he's here? Or do you enjoy Dave going to the bathroom in person? Or you could grill Andrew about his sources, not tonight yet, because he's not here, but he's going to be here, supposedly. The person who donates the most each week gets entered into our drawing to sit in with us on the main show. And if we reach $100 in donations tonight, the MVP will choose which mini bar bottle from my gigantic mini bar booze collection I'm going to poison myself with. The catch, some of them are 20 years old. And hey, listeners or patrons, I need more booze. The mini bar is dwindling. It's getting lower. I need it. I need donations. You send me stuff. I will drink it on air. My Twitter DMs are opening. My Discord DMs are opening. So send me bottles. I got tonight, Thomas, we have peach vodka. And we
That sounds disgusting, man.
And we have pineapple peach rum. Peach vodka and pineapple rum.
None of these are... this all sounds fine to me.
We need to spice it up somehow.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to add ketchup or something.
Send me horribleness and I will drink it. Thanks to Smo, Tiger Saint, Jerry, Jason Champagne, and Andrew's dad all in the chat tonight. Thanks, guys, for joining us. Thomas, do we have an MVP leader already?
Yes, sir, we do. Last week, Hatchet John, the legend, won with 6,500 bids. So we reached the donation goal for 4 weeks in a row. Can we make it to 5 in a row? So far, so good. Hatchet John, 3K bids already.
Wow.
The leader, Tiger Saint, with 600 bids. And also thanks to Budwich for 500 bits with donation message. I got promoted at work and I'm transferring to Tyler. Damn, Butterich, congratulations, man.
And congratulations, Butterich.
Congrats. That means more money to donate.
That's right. I want to remind anybody who donates any amount gets entered into a drawing to get one of our crew Detasem cups before they disappear forever. All right. So, Dave, what are you drinking tonight? I'm drinking champagne of beers.
I'm drinking Heavy Hand Spindle Tap, my usual. We may have a surprise beer coming up later. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm working on a little something here. Maybe a surprise drop off live during the show.
Wow. Surprise drop. That's the thing about the patrons. Like, the patrons are as committed and love alcohol as much as us. And that's just one of my favorite things, that they drink and they enjoy the booze as much as we do. All right, Dave.
Can we talk about my new setup? Are we going to talk about
it? Oh, yeah. Dave got the most bougie setup in the world. He's got like a microphone turret / studio. It got sent to him in a box. Everything included. It's idiot proof. It's really Dave knows how to work the technology. This is what I need. Everything built in. You just plug it in and go.
I don't know why you don't have this. This is very simple. Yeah, it's a microphone with the ring light and the camera, 1080p camera built in.
Wow.
Now I can sit down centered in my closet here. Hopefully I sound as good. If I don't, let me know. Say something in the comments. Hopefully the sound quality is
why is that quality so terrible? It does not sound like that on my phone.
But I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited about this.
Maybe I need to get one of those. But this is the funeral for the better camera setup that Thomas set up for me, where I use an old cell phone as my camera because the camera on my laptop is so terrible. But my camera, my old cell phone, it gets really hot now and it won't turn off. So I think it's near death. So thanks to the patrons and supporting the show, I got a camera on the way. It actually arrived here tonight at 8:30, right before the show, but I was not going to even attempt to get that working and give Thomas an aneurysm, have him help me set up a camera 30 minutes before the show started. All right, Dave. First things first, Diana Rossini.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Andrew just barges in like Kramer on Seinfeld.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
It's taking him a little while, though. Maybe we should just keep on.
So,
set up.
Gentlemen.
There we go. Wow.
Okay. Andrew, what are you drinking?
You know, I hustled down here. I should go upstairs and get a drink.
Well,
look at that old, out-of-date Blue Yeti mic. 2022.
You do sound pretty good, I have to say. Oh,
that's good. Yeah. And look good.
Well, no.
And I can also, you know what else is cool? I can freeze my camera. I can do this.
Everything Dave sees touches turns to gold.
And so now, like, I can just freeze the camera. I can just make any face I want. And it's like Zach pausing time and Saved by the Bell. I can just pause it at any make
that's
any
too much power. You're gonna scare Thomas.
And then whenever I want to come back,
nice internet, back. Dave. Nice internet, man.
No, it's not the internet. It's the thing.
I know, but it looks like that.
No, actually, your internet does look like shit.
Oh no,
still better than mine. Andrew, the most important thing that happened today: Diana Rossini went from number one in the Saints power rankings to not ranked, and she'll never be ranked ever again.
Do you think Sean Payton leaked that information to her?
It's a good chance.
Do you think there's any chance that the Saints were like, "Hey, Sean, we're doing this.
Diana, you're paying
then,
for my bar."
And then Diana told, and Sean told Diana that the Saints told him, and it was all a big fat lie. Yeah.
Diana, you're paying for the hunt, fathead, and you're paying for the Anthony Barr, fathead. You're getting an invoice. But here's the thing about these signings, Dave.
Yes.
You know, I always say, don't listen to what the Saints say, listen to what they do. They didn't sign them. They still need a running back, and they still need a linebacker. Which one? Because they were Saints for about an hour, Dave? We felt like they were Saints, like a good hour, 90 minutes maybe?
Yeah, which, they weren't actually saints. We thought they were saints.
We thought they were saints for like a good 90 minutes. Which one are you most disappointed about not being a saint?
I mean, I guess Kareem Hunt. Not that I really was expecting much. I feel like he does not have much left in the tank. I mean,
I don't think that would have been Kevin's answer.
I mean, if the running backs are arguing about how their value drops off after 3 years and they don't get paid, then that makes Kareem Hunt's value really, really low. I don't know. None of them were moving the needle for not a one of them.
Andrew, do you think Kareem Hunt's agent, like as he's stretching, do you think he like ran out on the field and said, "Stop this workout right now. We're going to Indianapolis." Like,
I don't know. You know, I still think for a guy like Kareem Hunt, I would think that the Saints are kind of low, you know, on his wish list. Like, I don't think a guy like that can really pick where he goes. Like, I kind of feel like you got to jump at the opportunity. But at this stage of his career, because he had a bad year last year, he's 28 mm-hmm. years old. He's got some stuff on his record. But, like, I don't know. If the Colts are interested and mm-hmm. you know, Jonathan Taylor just asked for a trade, I don't know. That seems like a better opportunity than 3 weeks with the Saints.
That's bad news for you, man.
What? We're like 8 minutes in. Is this what?
this is a new record, man.
Wow.
Who's donating all this money?
I think Butterich got a
damn
promotion.
So many. I lost count.
Did Butterich get a new job or something?
He got a promotion.
Yeah, he did. He did, man. He got promoted.
Mm.
So far, Hatchet John is in the lead with 4,400 bits, and Butterich is
not
right
what
behind
my
him.
Thing says. My thing says. Ulrich 17 is in first place.
For the bits, yeah. But it only counts the bits, but we also count the subscriptions, Andrew.
Ah, my bad. My bad. You do, Thomas. Don't listen to me.
So how long do we give him to decide the MVP? Usually that goes on and on and on until like the 40-minute mark. So, Thomas, the MVP gets to pick peach vodka or...
Pineapple. You already got there? I stepped away for 2 seconds.
You stepped away. Okay, well,
I didn't step away. I was telling you earlier, before the podcast, I had a little beer fairy drop off a little thing on my porch here. This is from Ambush, patron Ambush. And now that I have the good camera, maybe you could see this. He says this is his new favorite IPA. Wow. It's called Silva Haze from Innovation Brewing. First and foremost, thank you. Thank you for dropping this off. I'm going to try it right now. Well, so, you can take your shot there.
So, Thomas, you just announce it when the MVP contest is closed and they get to pick, and you tell me when that is. I'm discombobulated. It's like the Saints scoring on the first play of the game, Andrew. I'm discombobulated.
Oh, yeah.
John, you can choose now. You can choose now.
John can choose now.
He's the leader. He said vodka, I think.
Vodka. So,
So what are you taking to the face?
Peach
in the face.
Peach bud.
This is like nothing. This
feels very tame.
Can you add something? Yeah, but wait a second. Butteridge should decide what Ralph needs to add to the drink.
What are the options again? Peach vodka. What's the other one?
Pineapple rum. Pineapple and rum
I tell
go together
you what.
Like peanut butter and jelly.
I tell you what, if you get to 150, I'll drink the second one.
Pineapple rum is half of a...
You should mix them both, man.
Should mix them both.
That's disgusting.
You should drink them at the same time.
43. You got 43 minutes. Get to 150, I'll drink the second
one. All right, go.
Let's do it. Come on. Look at that. Went down like a piece of cake.
No. No. The problem with this one is it's older than my son. That's the problem with these.
200 for the baby formula, Smo asks in the chat.
Like see, the peach one is the one my wife, she did a What's that mountain place? It's she did it like a
that mountain place.
Yeah, she did like a wedding in California with the trees.
Sonoma Valley.
Oh, yeah, Redwood? Maybe.
No, Redwood.
Or yeah, maybe Redwood. And so this is like 8-9 years old. You could it when I opened it, it smelled like my grandma's house. So. Thanks for donating, as always, guys. We appreciate it.
I have a quick question for you guys before we move on. I mean, this is kind of very barely Saints related, okay. But and I know every one of our listeners wants to talk about the Women's World. Sure, that's like on the top of their list.
Oh my!
But I actually got up and I watched the American women sell the bag, fail to score a goal, fail to score penalties. I don't know if you guys watched the highlights or paid attention to that as well at all, but Dave's already left the room. He's going.
Dave's just like, I'm done.
Yeah, he's not into the story at all. But Megan Rapinoe missed a PK. She sent it like 50 feet over the goal.
And then she did the Aaron Brooks.
Yes, thank you. You're stealing my material here.
Yeah.
So she hits the PK. It goes like 20 feet over the goal, misses it by a mile, and immediately starts smiling. And in the moment, it immediately took me back to Aaron Brooks throwing the pick, smiling ear to ear. Because, like, you don't see athletes do that. Like, I haven't seen an athlete do that. It's like Aaron Brooks is the only one.
Full Aaron Brooks.
So you saw it too, Ralph.
I saw it, and I thought
it took you back, right?
I tweeted it out. It stayed in drafts because I was just like, it's too, like, making fun of Megan Rapinoe and mixing in Aaron Brooks and race. Saints fans might get it. The world at large will not.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna leave it in drafts. But that is what that Andrew. She went Aaron Brooks. She went.
I was like fully triggered. I'm like, what are you smiling at? What's so funny? And anyway, my mind went back to Aaron Brooks. And all that. Anyway, it was weird.
That's a good.
It was weird.
It's a good. That's a good off topic, but kind of Saintsy. That's why people listen. So the Saints. They had a linebacker and they had a running back for a good 90 minutes.
No,
they don't anymore.
They didn't have them. They never had them.
They had. I felt like they.
They were.
I took Diana Rossini saying they're going to sign. Like, I took that as like near gospel. I want any more, but I did today.
How many times would it take for Nick Underhill to blow it like that? For you to
he's got
to
a long
shame
leash.
Him.
He's got a long leash.
I know he does have a long leash. So like if Nick did that today, I think we would all be like, it's okay, Nick. We love you. You're still the GOAT. So I'm saying but Diana, it's like you're dead to us. You made this mistake. It's over.
Three.
So how many times would Nick have to?
Nick would get three strikes. He gets
three. He gets the three.
He gets three strikes and you're out.
I think the thing with Diana is that it's that Sean was her source for so long.
Yeah.
So that now that Sean's not here, we already kind of don't believe her.
Right.
And now she's like, get out of jail free card.
She's done. She's done. She could show me a signed Saints contract of a player in free agency.
Well, shame on you. If it never got confirmed by Underhill, then you shouldn't have been reporting it. And if you shouldn't have been just listening to receipts.
Somebody said in Discord was, since we did a breaking news podcast on it, was this Jadeveon Clowney 2.0? and 3.0 because it was two players. I mean, the Discord was just coming at me today. Like, it's my, like Diana Rossini reported it. I was like, let's do a breaking news podcast. It's like, it's my fault. Like, Diana Rossini, she was, until today, she was trustworthy. But, Andrew, Saints still need a running back. They still need a linebacker. How concerned are you that they kind of like, not,
why do they need a running back? They just need one just to cover Alvin Kamara for three games?
Yes.
I mean, is that's basically
that's it. Well, no, I mean, if somebody gets nicked up, then
Benjamin tore his Achilles, so they can only have two guys for the first 3 weeks.
Yeah.
They need a third.
Yeah.
I'm not worried. I mean, they'll sign somebody. If it's not those guys who could easily be washed, you know, then they'll sign some other veteran with a name that did something in the NFL once and is kind of washed too. So
this is why running backs are trying to form a union, because they're all the same and it doesn't really matter.
What is a union inside of a union inside of a union?
I don't know. Like, it's like a Russian union nesting doll.
So I'm going to go get a drink. What should I get? Beer, wine,
something
rum? Strong. What are we thinking?
Rum.
Do rum.
You got to catch up.
Right. Peach schnapps.
So, Dave, let's assume the Saints, that they aren't going to have any injuries at running back. So, and they aren't going to add anybody of Kareem Hunt's, I don't know, pedigree or level. Right? Because Kareem Hunt, he's a name and he's had successful seasons in the NFL. If they sign like a nobody, who do you think gets the bulk of the work week one through three? Jamal Williams or Kendre Miller?
Jamal Williams? I mean, he can handle it. He can be, for three games at the very least, he can be your bell cow back. That's not a problem at all.
Do you say that believing it, or do you just want it because he likes anime and you want his post-game press conference?
I don't give a crap about anime. He's not winning. His charm wins me over, but the fact that it's about anime does nothing for me. I'm happy for my son, because maybe he would have something in common with my son if he would ever meet. I mean, like, Jamal Williams was... he was one of two main guys in, what, Detroit or whatever? Like, he was good enough to – he was definitely good enough to,
here's
to carry
another,
a load, to be a 20 to 25 carry a game guy. I don't think it is too much to ask at all of Jamal Williams for three.
Here's another off-topic situation. And I feel like as a podcast and as a host, I've made tremendous mistakes, mispronounced names. You name it, I've done it. Dave – but I've never created a list of quarterbacks that can't win the Super Bowl and included somebody who's not alive. Colin Cowherd did that today. He had a list of the quarterbacks in the NFL that can't win the Super Bowl, and he had Dwayne Haskins on the list.
What?
Jesus Christ, man.
Wait, is Dwayne Haskins really dead?
Yeah.
Yes.
How did he know that?
Dwayne Haskins got hit by a car.
Yeah, he's not alive, and he's technically, Colin Cowherd is not wrong. He can't win the Super Bowl.
That's technically the truth. Where's the lie?
But
can't fault him. It's not the worst thing Colin Cowherd's ever said.
You got that right.
It might actually be the worst thing he's ever said.
Well, okay, it's not the most bullshit thing that's ever come out of his mouth.
Right,
it's not the most inaccurate.
So once again, I'm drinking Kirk and Sweeney. If anyone out there is a rum drinker and you're looking for a rum drink, I'm not sponsored by them or anything. I'm just telling you what I like.
Yeah.
Kirk and Sweeney. If you like it on ice, it actually mixes well with other stuff, but very clean, tasty rum. Highly recommend.
Andrew, if I said to you, I'm going to sports gamble, I'm going to go across state lines because Texas is a backwater state and I can't gamble from my phone naked in my bed, mm-hmm. like America was, like the founding fathers wanted us to be able to.
Yeah, you know what you can do in Texas though? You can play arcade games while pounding cider.
You can play at Cidercade. Me and Andrew met up like best buddies at Cidercade.
Let's talk about that. How was the little love
hang sesh.
Can we get a hang sesh? That's what you call it. I call it a Andrew and Ralph love update.
It was drinking 10% ciders.
Oh, 10% cider. Who was drinking those?
If you come, you best.
I was drinking those and crushing Korean food from a food truck.
Yes. Yeah, so how long did you guys hang out for?
So I went to the Astros game. A good friend of mine who was the best man at my wedding lives in Houston. He's actually a patron, John Kirkland. Shout out to my buddy. There we are.
There we are.
And he also
looking normal and Ralph looking like a hostage.
Butters said in Discord, why does Ralph
what gun did you use, Andrew?
why does Ralph always look like he's smiling against his consent?
Perfect. You look like you think you're a celebrity and you're bothered to be taking a picture with some random fan.
Yeah, yeah. I'm holding a blade to the back of Ralph. You just can't
good
see
hand. It. He's twisting my good arm.
Yeah. But no, it was fun. So we went to the Astros game with my buddy and his family. And so we went to this place. It was kind of weird. So like super cool. I was telling Ralph, I was texting him like, we need to go somewhere kid friendly because I was with my kids and my buddy's kids. And he suggested this place.
Did Ralph
bring
like, that?
No. He was coming from work. So we're hanging out at this place called Side Arcade. And I'm like, it's fine. Like, I'm sure they have beers or liquor. Well, no, they don't. They just have cider. That's it.
Is it called
Hard Cider?
Cider Arcade.
Oh, that's great.
So we show up and, you know, we're playing arcades. Kids are playing arcades and doing all that. And so Ralph comes from work and we hang out. And so we go to the bar and I realize they only have cider. And so I'm like, I'm not a big like sweet. I just don't like sweet stuff in my drinks ever. So I'm like,
I love this place.
Yeah, I know. I'm the opposite of Ralph. So they're like, well, you should try this cider. It's like a brut cider. It's really dry. I'm like, that sounds great. I'll have that. And I look at the label and it's 10%. And I am not joking. When you drink this, it goes down like it's apple juice. You don't taste the booze at all. I was not driving.
Great.
But I crushed the first one in about 30 seconds. And I'm like, my God, this is dangerous. And I go to the guy at the bar and I'm like, do you guys like look out for your customers here? Because this is like 10%. And I drank this in like 30 seconds. And the guy's like, yeah, we really don't let people drink more than about 3. Because they'll get you pretty good. So anyway, we had a good time.
It was
so
a good
how
time.
Long did you hang out for?
A couple hours. Yeah.
Hey, you bring the kids to an arcade, they're happy for a minute.
They got all kinds of arcades. They got old. They got super
what did
old
they play?
Arcade. They have super old arcade.
They had an old Tecmo Bowl. They had like how many, Ralph? 200 arcades in there?
Yeah.
And it was insane. It was
like
on steroids. 20
pinball machines, and like they have the game.
Old school Pac-Man, Mortal Kombat.
Mario Kart.
They had some old school games and some new school games. Tecmo Bowl. My son got into Deal or No Deal.
Yeah,
I think he's 13 now. He's starting to get into the ladies a little bit. You know, you pick the case and you get to see the girl in the dress and all
the
that.
Yeah. We stunk at that. I played a lot of Spy Hunter. I like Spy Hunter.
Oh, that was a great game. The old school Spy Hunter?
What was that game where we were shooting the smoke? Aliens.
What was that game where we were shooting zombies, Ralph?
No, you were shooting zombies. I was shooting civilians.
You were shooting innocent civilians.
innocent bystanders, yeah.
It was this game where like you would get bystanders that would come across the screen Ralph was just mowing them down left and right. And I'm like, no, Ralph, that's not the point. Like, you're supposed to not shoot those guys.
It's like,
Don't shoot them, shoot the zombies.
I was using my bad hand for the trigger and like the side buttons with my good hand, and innocent bystanders were dying left and right. What do you want from me?
I tried to get Ralph. There was a ping pong table in there. I tried to get Ralph to play some ping pong, but he wasn't having it.
No.
Wait, so the original Spy Hunter game, they had that old arcade?
They had it. It was awesome.
I was just thinking about that game like last week.
Awesome. Oh, you got to go to Side Arcade.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a great game.
Side Arcade.
You need to become a Saints Happy Hour patron. It's best Saints podcast and community in the world. You get every podcast without no commercials, early access to special episodes, and patron-only perks. You get to talk to my dad on Discord, and you get cool swag box delivered to your house. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today. That's the best commercial ever.
So here's my question. What's more likely, Andrew, me being not an embarrassment at ping pong or Kendre Miller getting more carries than Jamal Williams week one?
I don't know. I think the running back thing is wide open without Kamara in the mix. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember not too long ago when Kamara was drafted, and the Saints had Ingram, they had Adrian Peterson, And I don't think Kamara was really supposed to play. And then all of a sudden, like, he was awesome, and he was like RB1 getting all the carries. So
that's right. They shipped Peterson out like on the flight back from London, right?
Yeah. And look, I think Alvin Kamara is superior to Kendre Miller, but I think Kamara should be a little nervous too. Like, he's missing three games, and that opens the window for someone else to start. And, you know, that's the league. Like, let's say this running back has 200-yard games and scores a couple touchdowns in the other, then they're the starter. And I don't see Kamara coming back, and all of a sudden that guy gets benched. But like, they're going to go with the hot hand. So I'd be a little nervous if I was him.
But Andrew, Kamara is really, really sorry about whatever he did in Vegas that he can't go into. Thomas, can you play that sound?
Yes, sir, I can, man. Everything for
on
you.
On to the Las Vegas incident. Obviously, I haven't talked in a while. It's been a couple months, 18, 19 months that I've been dealing with this ordeal. Obviously, it's a tough ordeal to be in. You know, I never want to be involved in something where someone gets hurt or severely injured or anything. Poor judgment on my end. Definitely a bad decision, but I'm a man. Everything I've ever done in my life, I've stood on, and I could take accountability for, and I could say when I'm wrong. And I was completely wrong, embarrassed the Saints, embarrassed my family, my mother, embarrassed myself, embarrassed the city, and the Shield, obviously, embarrassed the NFL. So, I just tried to do my best to kind of keep it as much away from the media and as much away from the team as I could. You know, obviously, it's hard to do that when, you got an incident like that. So I'll be lying if I said it wasn't tough. I lost a lot throughout this ordeal. Definitely not looking for any pity, not looking for somebody to give me a pat on the back and say it's okay. I know what I did. I know what I was involved in, and I definitely take responsibility. And, that's part of being a man and growing. You know, from here, I just got to make the right decisions and make the right choices. So that's kind of what I got to say about that. So now let's talk about football because I'm back.
I like how he describes it like he was watching it.
Yeah, he's not apologetic at all. I mean, in real life, I mean, he doesn't give a shit about that guy. I don't think he's remorseful. I think he's only upset that he got caught. And that's fine. I don't really give a crap. Just as long as I keep hearing all these great things about how he's improved on the football field.
My name is Cariello.
All right, I see. Like, if you're gonna give me the sound bites, are we gonna take them away from you guys? Because
I'm not gonna take you the sound bites.
That's the thing. I changed my mind.
I'm only gonna give it to Andrew.
Put a poll up.
Yes.
Does Dave deserve the responsibility and the power of being able to play sound bites?
I want
to
just.
If anyone says yes, we're removing you from
the. Well, hold on. I want to just say one thing. If you're a person that loves all the sound bites and being interrupted and your hosts being interrupted by the sound bites all the time, sometimes the sound bites being totally out of context. If you like that, then yes, don't vote for me to have the sound bites. But if you want maybe a reduction in the amount of sound bites and maybe maybe smarter entry points for the sound bites at better times, at more apropos times, then yes, you can vote for me. But like,
Dave. Never vote for Dave in anything.
Never vote. So Andrew, we had a running joke on this podcast for years about you go see the famous doctor in Philadelphia. His name escapes me right now.
Andrews, like, Dr. Andrews.
Soft tissue guy. He's the Shakespeare of sports.
He's the mesh wire. He's the mesh guy.
He got the mesh.
Mesh guy. Yeah. He's the mesh master. And we would joke on this podcast. We'd be like, who's going to get the mesh? Who is it going to be? And for like 6-7 years in a row, it was Jeremy Shockey. It was Jabari Greer. Like it was. As sure as the sun will rise, somebody for the Saints will get the mesh, right? So, Dave, they say 80% say no.
Only one person voted yes. I wonder who that was.
Vote.
Oh, yeah, she shouldn't.
I didn't vote, and two of the people on this podcast probably voted, and there were only five votes total. So
I can't vote. I only have one good arm, and I'm running the rundown, Dave. I can't vote in the poll.
For the record, I didn't vote either.
Zombies just fine, or civilians just fine. Yeah.
So here's my question, Andrew. Do we need to move off of the mesh being the injury du jour for the Saints to calf injuries? Because I feel like Thomas...
I don't know. Sounds like we got a couple groins.
Play that video.
I mean, yeah.
Thomas has a secret video from Saints camp of all the injuries. Play that video. There we go. Just calves running everywhere.
That's pretty funny.
I mean, you got your UDFA son, Rasheed.
You got a couple groins, though. I mean, you're kind of dismissing.
What are we looking at? What the F?
We're just watching calves run around.
That's Ralph's idea.
Yeah. But I mean, that was good for like a 2 second adorable laugh. You can probably take it down now. But
well, I don't know. So what happens if you can? So can you? What happens when you strain one of those things?
I feel like Ralph is being really dismissive of the fact that Traquan Smith and Rashid Shaheed both have groin injuries right now, and I am bracing myself.
They're not all calves.
And I am bracing myself for the mesh Philly trip for one of those guys.
Seriously. And to be honest with you, Ralph. Okay. You have only yourself to blame for this. We talked about this last week. You know this is coming. We talked about this last week. I said you are too optimistic. You were all giddy. Everything was sunshine and rainbows. And I said, Ralph, it's so early. The injuries are going to start to happen. They're going to start piling up. Lo and behold, look what happened. You know, you're people practicing in 117 degree heat. This is the devil's asshole. They are playing inside of the devil's asshole. Injuries are going to happen, and it's always my fault.
Right.
This is your wrath.
So that's another thing that happened late.
I like that you have a fat head of DeMario Davis's calf.
I do
on your wall.
I do. I swapped it out right before the show. I had a Kareem Hunt fat head in there.
So it was a nice touch.
Right below an actual calf, like a baby.
So, but. You know, here's the thing. Are we worried? I mean, Traquan Smith was everybody said he was looking.
Wait,
good.
Can we talk about Traquan for a second? Like, Andrews Pete gets a lot of grief. Maybe he gets more grief than Traquan just because he's a starter and we don't really count on Traquan.
Right.
But Traquan has got to be the most injured Saint ever. He's always injured, constantly.
And yet he keeps making the roster. That's the impressive thing. We give
Pete grief for it. Who else are we always killing for being injured? And like I just feel like Traquan Smith skates by. No one crushes him for this. That dude is never healthy. Ever.
And he keeps making the roster, and he's not that good. At least with Michael Thomas, like he has an offensive player of the year. He's been elite. He's gonna be a Saints Hall of Famer, right? Andres Pete's made Pro Bowls. Traquan Smith, has he ever caught 35 passes in a year?
But he's a good blocker.
He's a great blocker. Great blocker. Great teammate. Oh, I was going to say, Andrew. The Saints announced that they're moving training camp. They're not going to be in the devil's asshole anymore.
Wait, they did? I just saw I saw Jeff Duncan write an article saying he thinks that they should.
No, they're like redoing the cafeteria, apparently. And they're going to move training. So I would think Greenbrier.
Wait. They're redoing what cafeteria?
Their cafeteria. Remember, it got like an F minus by the players in the grade.
It's like my son's grade school cafeteria is like
so
better.
They have like the milk pouches that you.
I mean, I've been to like a private party at the facility, and I've been in that cafeteria. And it is like I actually was. Like college football teams have way better.
My son's school has a nicer cafeteria than the Saints. I can say that with 100% confidence. But here it is: Greenbrier or Wisconsin? Where are they going?
Well, Greenbrier's got that stink on it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Does Dennis Allen have a lover
in
West Virginia?
Save that for behind the scenes, Jude. Jeez.
That's for the podcast. That's true. That's one good point. And then two, also, like, didn't we always suck all those Greenbrier years?
That's right. The Greenbrier curse is real.
Seven and nine, baby. Man.
Yeah.
Seven and nine.
You feel a little 7-9, Dave, if you want to go back to the Greenbrier?
And juice curse.
No, you know what? What about Tulane? How about Tulane?
No, they want to get out of the heat.
I know, I'm just
Vero kidding. Beach. The Saints are training in Vero
Beach.
Don't
win way nine
back.
Games,
I know. Maybe what about like Arkansas? Like not that far away, but like obviously out of the humidity of.
Yeah.
I drove to Baton Rouge today, and when I got out of the car, this is chilly. Like it was remarkably cooler.
If you're moving camp, you got to go up north, right, Andrew? You got to go to like Michigan, Wisconsin. Yeah.
Absolutely.
The Adirondacks. You got to go north. Newfoundland. Like
Alaska.
What about like Colorado? What if they go and like train in the thin air? And then they come
Team practices with the Broncos.
And then they come That'd back down. But then does that hurt them when they come back to sea level?
Maybe.
Or does it, I don't is, know. It is it the opposite of swinging a weighted bat, or is it like swinging a weighted bat?
I don't have a good feel for this because, you know, everyone was like, oh, they're at the Greenbrier. They're all soft. They've been staying at a resort.
Oh, you know what? I went there
all 3 years and like, trust me, they weren't living the resort life. I mean, they were at training camp. They were training. But, you know, at the time, I remember Sean Payton saying that he enjoyed being there because.
Of course he did.
Forget Sean Payton. The players, I mean, I remember Zach Strief told me, he was like, yeah, it's like 70 degrees here. So he's like, we can actually train. We can actually finish a practice. We can actually think through our plays. And, you know, you're not just like.
I want to die
in a fog from the heat.
That's right.
But I mean, there is something to be said for I know that training camp is horrific in New Orleans, but if you make it through that to the other side,
you're stronger. You're a better man.
Yeah. So I'll be honest. Like, yeah, guys are dropping like flies, but I don't have a good feel. I don't know. I'm not a football coach.
The Greenbrier is like an hour away from you and you could bouge it up for a week.
Two hours
away. You could bouge it up for a week and go.
I guess they can't practice inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium
all the time, like Arizona does and the Raiders do. I think they just practice.
Yes, there's like too much stuff going on. Other stuff.
So the other concern with the Saints, Andrew, is DeMario Davis. He got a calf scan, and we haven't heard a thing on it, like Ian Rappaport or anyone, how it went. He's 33. How concerned are we about DeMario Davis?
Remind me what the Cariello DEFCON meter is again.
Panic meter.
What are my choices here?
It's like the terrorism scale. You got blue, you got orange, you got pink.
Right.
You got marmalade. It's like different colors.
I'll go with marmalade. Yeah, I'm feeling marmalade.
What color is that? Like an orange?
Yeah, like orange.
I'm feeling marmalade Cariello panic.
I mean,
so that's above chartreuse, but it's below
below maroon.
No, it's below burgundy.
Andrew.
It's below burgundy.
Burgundy. Thomas always at the ready.
I would go elevated because
you are orange. No, you're in the saffron level.
Saffron. I would say that I was nervous about linebacker, period. Because to me, that's the thinnest position to begin with. So you take away DeMario Davis, and I'm in the elevated zone.
Are you a little bit surprised, Dave, that the Saints didn't throw a little bit extra money at Anthony Barr because they got $15 million in cap? Throw a little bit extra money at him and be like, bro, don't be taking other places. Stay right here. Are you a little bit surprised? Because I was.
Am I a little bit that what?
A little bit surprised that Mickey Loomis didn't throw a little bit of extra money at Anthony Barr to get him to stay and sign.
No, you know, he's still out there. He's, I think, was he going to visit the Colts?
No, that was Kareem.
Kareem.
He's going to visit the Giants.
Nobody wants Anthony Barr. He's not going anywhere.
I'm not worried. And by the way, okay, so Nikolai says, okay, if the Saints practice in low oxygen environment like Denver at a high altitude, then they should theoretically have a higher hemoglobin production to compensate. So when they come back to sea level in New Orleans, their oxygen carrying capacity should be higher. So I think that's good. Wow. So we want to go to Denver,
fact, guys. Come on.
All right, let's go to Denver.
Wow.
I'm on the Denver train. You heard it here first. You heard it here first. I want to go to Denver.
See, and also, now, if you were Peyton's good there,
let's practice next to Peyton.
Let's go to Mexico City.
If you were good with the soundboard, that would have been a perfect time to use medicine is not a science, but you blew it.
Yeah. Thomas is egging on.
And then that would have been a good time to do, you blew it!
Thomas, yeah. Give us an update.
But you didn't do that either.
Give us an update for me to
this
drink
one's
the
better,
pineapple
man.
Rum.
That was pretty good.
Give me an update to drink the pineapple rum.
Yeah, the update. So many donations at the start of the show. I messed up the count, by the way. Budrich is in the lead with 4,600 bits.
I told you that.
Yeah, you were right. There were so many donations, I lost count, man. Wow. Hatchet John with 3,400 bits and Tiger Sen with 2K bits in the third place. Hell, also thanks to Jason Champagne for subscribing. And yeah, for the first time, Alde Mourinho for subscribing for free with Amazon Prime.
Thank you. Nice. And by the way, I want to say Brennan has the patron spotlight. He explained that show is free. If you're not a patron, you should become a patron. But it's free on the Art19 RSS feed. It's amazing. He solves the Malta mystery. He talks about experiencing the no call on a military ship watching ESPN.com, the little box that does play-by-play. Like, it's a 40-minute Patriots spotlight. It's amazing. You should do it. But Andrew, if DeMario Davis, if he's not completely healthy and he has that Eric McCoy, I got to battle this calf injury all year long, like Dr. Thomas said in our injury podcast, where that's just a nasty injury. It's hard to heal. You got to rest it long term, which you can't because football season is here. How big of a blow is it to the Saints if DeMario Davis, I won't call him washed, but if he's just like a guy, like he just turns into like an average to below average.
No, I don't know, man. We got a preseason game on Saturday. Let's see how DeMarco Jackson does. And I'm not ready to panic yet. Let's see what these young guys have. By the way, Aldi Mourinho, he said that training camp should be in Malta. I love that answer.
This
beautiful. What's the altitude? I just in Malta?
Yeah, check the altitude in Malta.
So Hatchet John just said, "Drink, Ralph." Are we officially there, Thomas?
Something isn't right. I can't see it. Or is it that much of a delay? I don't know.
It might be. That much of a delay. Hatchet John wants you to play the fucking siren. The fire.
He says he just tipped.
I'm concerned. The one thing I know, we do the UDFA Sundraft and we don't think about it until like right around the season starts because we want to know who's going to make it. I'm really concerned that the Saints, DeMario Davis hasn't been practicing. I haven't seen not a single freaking tweet about Orgy. Not a one. Not he's looking good.
Oh yeah, I'm glad we're
with the ones. None of that. None of that.
I haven't seen anything on Shaq Davis. I looked at the
Davis is not too.
Yeah, I looked at the depth chart that came out. He is dead last.
My punter is also not doing well.
Yeah, but I've seen some tweets about him. Oh, he had a good couple of punts today. Like nothing from Orgy and nothing about the guy you should have drafted, Dave, Nick Anderson. Nothing about him either.
Well,
just saying.
Yeah. So I guess Thomas, that's good news, right? I guess all these guys aren't beating out the starters and the.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, drink, Ralph.
There we go.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
All right, I got it. Oh, man.
So is that the Hatchet John? You finally figured that out?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So this is another.
What is this that you're taking to the face?
This is pineapple rum.
What's the name of the rum?
Mm-hmm. Largo Bay.
Largo Bay. Cheap shit. Yeah.
I've drank this before.
How old is it?
It is 2012. Oh, my Lord in heaven. It's 2012. Oh, my Lord in heaven.
Jesus. Do you have a bucket next to you?
I don't. It's the from the Obama administration.
It's an 11-year rum that's aged very nicely.
No.
It probably tastes delicious.
Because it was probably like in my wife's car for years. Well, here we go.
Jesus.
Oh, oh man. God. Oh, God. He might burn. He might hurl. He might hurl. Oh, that was close.
Meaning that, ears, the vision, the end approaches.
Fuck Ralph, you okay, buddy?
No.
No. Mount Ralph looks like the opposite of Megan Rapinoe after that penalty kick.
Yeah. Whatever the opposite of the full Aaron Brooks. What is somebody that's thrown up on a football game? He came back up and I forced it back down.
I remember Donovan McNabb vomiting outside of the huddle and then going back and calling the play.
I did the Donovan McNabb. Whew, that was bad.
Which one was worse?
I mean, the pineapple rum, you know, the pineapple rum snuck up on me. I wasn't expecting it. I was expecting it to be like, ah, oh, it goes out. No, it got it was like Traquan. When you don't respect them and you forget about them, that's when he hurts you. So the pineapple rum was like Traquan. I forgot about him. I didn't respect him. And he nearly.
Now he's in my end zone.
I'm surprised you're not injured.
Not yet. The patrons, you were this close to getting what you wanted and me throwing up on live stream.
Not just the patrons. I want to see that too.
Oh.
You're not a patron? Come on.
No.
So, thanks, guys, for.
Because I'm a small 2,000 square foot shop.
So, Thomas, did Butters give us trivia this week?
Butters gave us plenty of trivia, but plot twist. Last week during the show, the Wicker Man sent me the trivia.
Oh, no.
So,
what? Oh, whoa.
Yeah, we are going to use.
So, new dog in town, Bud Rich.
So, what do we got?
Yeah. The Wicker Man's trivia. Let's see it. It's a pretty long question, by the way.
Oh, wow.
And it is. Drew Brees threw for 5K plus yards 5 times. No other QB has done it more than once. How many teams have never had a QB throw for more than 400 and 500 yards?
4,500 yards.
The Jets are... Say definitely
that again,
on that
Thomas.
List.
4, the Bears are on that list. The Bears have never had a 4,000-yard pass.
No, that's not true. Smoking Jay Cutler?
Nope.
There's probably a lot of teams that are on this
list. I would say, I'm going to say 9 finalists.
I'm going to say more than that. Jaguars, right? Never.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm going to say 11, final answer.
I'm going to say lucky number 13.
Andrew?
I think you guys are overshooting. I'm going to say like 5.
No way.
All right. Thomas, what do you got?
Damn, already?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, come
Holy
on.
Holy shit. I already started playing the music. Okay. If you say so. Let's see the answer, if you were right. It's been a while since you were right, guys.
When was the last time I was right?
9. Ralph had it.
I had it.
And then he moved off.
Oh, see, 49ers, I'm surprised to see on there. I would have thought.
I am.
Jets, right. I called. Wow. Obviously, the Jets on there. Seahawks and Eagles, not surprising. They're run first teams.
Browns, not surprising.
And Panthers had Cam forever. Browns, you know, I thought about the Browns, and I decided that against them because I thought maybe Baker did it. But I guess not.
No.
Yeah. 4,500 yards is a lot. So even if you had like an elite quarterback like Bernie Kosar or like a good quarterback, like even Steve Young, right? He's a great quarterback, Hall of Fame quarterback. He wasn't throwing for 4,000 yards. Like
Jaguars are on there. Browns, Bears, Panthers, Ravens, Seahawks, 49ers, Eagles.
Elway's thrown for more than 4,500?
No, Peyton. I think smoking Jay Cutler did
Peyton.
It.
Peyton.
Oh yeah, Peyton.
Yeah. But I have this is depressing.
Really Peyton threw for more than 4,500.
Peyton broke the record with Denver.
Yeah,
first year.
Yep. Yeah.
So
you're just thinking of that last year where he was cooked.
This is like me trying to hold something in my left hand. I had it for a second and then I dropped it. So, Thomas, play Take It to the Top and we'll get to the mailbag. Finger guns. And by the way, if we don't use your question on the main show, the live show, don't fret. Send us questions always. We have so many mailbags that we've done. We use all the content you guys send us, questions. We always use them. Thomas makes sure to turn it into fantastic content. Keep those questions coming, even if we don't get to them on the main show. Thomas, what you got for us to start?
All right, so many amazing questions tonight. And Kevin is going to join us for questions, sort of, right?
What?
Later. Sort of, man. Okay, first question. From Saints Rabbit. Is Haina looking good enough to ensure Jameis never sees the field again in a Saints uniform?
I don't know if he's looking as good as Jameis.
I mean, he's been pretty good, though.
Yeah, but...
I mean, internally, they're saying a lot of really good things about him.
There's a lot. I mean, to be a quarterback, you got to know a lot of stuff and protection.
Yeah, no, if Carr goes down, there's no way that Haina... Yeah.
Like, I mean, Haner's gonna light it up in the preseason. Like, he's gonna be amazing.
I wasn't planning on going to the game this Sunday against the
Chiefs,
but my son says he wants to go, and I have a friend who says he wants to go, so I maybe end up getting dragged.
Oh yeah, if there's any patron that wants my tickets, their club level, I'll give them to you preseason. So just let me know.
You want to buy your own Vuv Clico, though. All right.
Yeah. If you want to go to the game on Sunday, let me know. I'll send you the tickets. Patrons only.
As I get older and I drink too much, Dave, my memory turns to Swiss cheese.
I'm looking at you, Joey Russo. Don't call your buddy that's not a patron and tell me, hey, Juju just gave me free tickets. All right.
Dave, and you got to send Juju booze in return. Yeah.
When was the last time the Saints had like a third, fourth quarter, like quarterback, just light stuff up and get people excited? I can't think of one.
A quarterback that lit up. I mean, Jake Delhomme definitely did.
Did he do it in the preseason?
Yeah. He was awesome in the preseason.
I can't think of anybody post Jake Delhomme.
Post Jake.
Because Taysom didn't. Was like
Mike Buck had some fourth quarter.
That's so
runs.
Long ago. That might as well be black and white.
Hey. All right, you want newer?
I want like
Garrett Grayson. No, that's what Ralph wants.
Luke McCown had some massive.
Old. But he's old. I'm talking about like a UDFA draft pick, like a young guy. We're like, maybe.
Yeah, I can't.
If we had that, then maybe we would have already had our Drew Brees replacement.
No.
I don't feel like we ever had a quarterback that tore shit up that was young in the preseason. I can't think of one.
We never had somebody to back up Drew Brees.
But our backups have always been old dogs. Dudes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ronell, Jamie Moore.
I'm talking about the guys we've drafted, the Garrett Graysons, the Sean Canfields, the Ian Books, all of those guys.
They were all garbage.
Exactly.
Yeah. JT O'Sullivan, none of them. What's next, Thomas?
And Haina will probably still also be garbage, but okay. Next question.
That's the spirit.
Next question from Badrish. Now he's going to be better than Breeze, man. Come on. I was kidding. Next question. Who would be on your Saints Mount Rushmore using only Sean Payton era draft picks, or maybe not?
Okay. Cam Jordan, number
draft
one.
Picks. No undrafted free agent.
Cam Jordan, number one.
Mark Ingram.
Marcus Colston, number two.
Yeah.
Marcus
Jari Colston. Evans, number three.
Yeah.
No, probably, sorry. I'd probably put Evans ahead of Colston. I'd still put Cam Jordan, number one. So that's definitely my top three. Four.
Marcus Davenport.
I'm tempted to say Reggie Bush.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Come on, man. No Latimore over Reggie.
I mean, Reggie's weird because Reggie is fun and he mattered so much because he really set.
He had to take Bush. There was no, he didn't have an option. Like,
no,
it wasn't,
but like, I
all
get
right, Zach Street, final answer.
They had to take Bush, and I get that. Bush excited the fan base and he's amazing, but Latimore is already the best corner in Saints history.
I'm going Colston. Okay, you've got Latimore and Kamara, who were both offensive and rookie and defensive.
Taylor Mayhaw, final answer.
So I'm going to go Colston, Latimore, Kamara, and yeah, maybe Jari Evans, I guess.
So no Cam Jordan?
Wow.
What the fuck's wrong with
Jordan's
you?
Jordan's going to go to Canton.
I don't know.
Jesus, Dave.
Let's carve another face on the mountain. Cam Jordan's
at the top of the list.
Yeah,
but I will bump Reggie and I will yield to Latimore. I'm down with that.
It's tough. It's tough.
Not Kamara? You're not going to put Kamara?
Yeah, I'd bump Kamara. I don't think he's top four.
Tough. Ramchek, I mean, you got a lot of good guys.
Yeah, Ramchek. Yeah, Ramchek's getting close.
But this is a great topic in this sense is the Saints.
I mean, Teron Armstead.
Yeah, they've had
Jimmy Graham.
They've had so many great players. They're going to have legit. Cam Jordan and Jari Evans are probably going to get into Canton eventually. So that's two more guys into Canton plus a ton of other guys. Like the Saints Hall of Fame is getting to where, and the top 10 for the Saints is getting really difficult to do. Whereas like when me and you were kids, Andrew, it was like Danny Abramowitz and Billy Kilmer. And like now the top 10 is
Gene Adkins.
Yeah.
I'm not Gene Adkins, Doug Adkins.
Yeah. So what's next?
Yeah.
Thomas?
So, But I will say, like, if you ask me now who are the top five all time in Saints history, or let's just call it Mount Rushmore, like, I think I'm ready to put Cam Jordan number two ahead of Ricky Jackson, ahead of Willie Rofe.
I don't know.
Like, I would put him ahead of those guys behind Breeze. I would put Cam Jordan number two.
I'd bump him. I'd bump Morton off. He's a Canton guy. But I think my Mount Rushmore should say Drew. Ricky Jackson,
Rofe,
Cam.
And Cam, yeah. I think that's the Mount Rushmore right now. I agree.
What's next, Thomas?
Well, I also want to change my answer for draft picks based on what Smo had to say. So I'm going to go with Kyrie Fort, Martez Wilson, Stanley Jean-Baptiste, and maybe Marcus Davenport.
But
well, that's a good question. What are the four worst
bust mountain
Peyton picks?
Yeah, what is bust
mountain?
I mean, Jean Baptiste is definitely on the list.
Who was the linebacker we traded up? Steven.
You're thinking of. I mean, who's the guy they traded the Jimmy Graham pick for?
Stephon Anthony.
Stephon, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, he's up there.
He's up there. Yeah.
I mean, the Saints. The
he
70s,
had one good season, right?
He had a lot of tackles. I wouldn't say it was good. Really.
I mean, Andrew liked him after his rookie season.
He had a good season, like Ralph's got two good arms.
I remember that.
That's right.
I liked him in the sense that he had potential. Yeah.
Just because I open a door with my left arm doesn't mean it works.
That's a good point, man. That's a good point.
What's next, Thomas?
All right, next question. Next questione from CCB Nola. Question for Ralph.
Oh, this is an interesting question.
What would Buddy D have to say about the podcast winning a second consecutive award?
I don't know who's voting in these awards. I don't know who's voting. But it's
I worked with Ralph for many years.
Yeah.
It's like a John Meekum situation. You know, did I tell you the time I got banned from the plane?
I mean, that's what Buddy D would say.
Would he have? How would he have adapted?
He would have hated our show.
Would he have adapted to the modern era, the technology, and all that?
WWL hasn't adopted to the modern.
Would he still be on WWL?
He would still be on WWL doing the same show.
He would be paired with Christian Garrick,
and he would be doing it by himself, and he would be pulling a 90 share like he was back when I was his producer. Like
if anyone asked a living Buddy D what he thought of Saints Happy Hour in this current era, he would have spit on us so hard.
Why?
Completely spit on us.
It is. I do think a lot about, though, like, how would Buddy have dealt with the winning? Because the Saints were terrible. They had a playoff win. That's all he got to see. Yeah. Like, how would he have dealt with the Saints being a elite sort of gold standard organization for 15 years? Like, it would have been interesting. It would have been interesting. But he'd have hated
You know when we won the for back-to-back, baby? I wasn't here for this podcast, so I didn't get to hear you guys gloat. You know, just real quick, since I didn't really have a chance to say my piece on that. Thank you guys so much for all your support. Like, it's so cool that we won that again. I can't believe it. I'm just like, how the hell did we win Podcast of the Year again? I kind of thought last year was a fluke, you know? So like, to win it again is speaks to like how loyal you guys are. But like, you know, the only one online that really reached out and was like, hey, congrats, was Jono. And shout out to that guy. That was cool. But like, we really didn't hear from anyone else. Like, I think people hate us.
Because nobody gives a shit.
They hate us.
I think it's just like they're all so serious and we're not, and they just don't. They don't view us as like a legitimate entity.
And by the way, I want to say this because I totally
we're not. We're not legitimate.
I totally forgot this last week, Dave, because of the audio issues and my mic and everything. If you are a patron, we posted the winning entry that Thomas put together, and a giant part of the entry was a hotline that he played.
That's true.
And it was amazing. So when we say that we can't do this without the patrons and we need you guys' support, and you're as big a part of us winning back-to-back awards as the show and Thomas and all of it, like, we really mean it. Like, you were part of the entry that won us back-to-back awards. And I totally forgot about
it. By the way, that's a great segue. The Saints have their first preseason game this Sunday. That means Hotline is back.
That's right.
Hotline season.
Dave's baby.
It's Hotline preseason.
That's right.
So we're going to give you 3 weeks to get a little warmed up. But feel free to start calling us after the preseason game on Sunday. Thomas, throw up the number again. It's already been so long. I already forgot what it is. Yeah. But anyway, yes, this is my baby. My baby.
595-0818.
Let's call. We'll do that. That's right, Dave. I totally forgot. Like, the hotline. Hotlines. When we got games, it's hotline season. So
also, congratulations to Ambush. He'll be getting my preseason tickets. So they have been claimed.
Boom.
Last time I was in New Orleans, I ran into him at morning call. We had some beignets together.
He's deserving. 210-595-0818. That's the hotline. Sunday, give us a call. Tell us what you think. Starters, what do you think? Backups, third line, third string. Come on,
that's right. Go. And by the way, the show
Ambush,
next
thank
week.
Thank you for the beer. You can drop off beer at my.
The
my
show next week will be on Monday night because we let Thomas have his annual vacation. I don't know what he does. He goes to the beach in Poland, whatever.
Poland doesn't have beaches. That's a lie.
Yeah. What?
It's not a lie.
I could have sworn you Poland was landlocked.
Yeah. No.
So Thomas goes on vacation. So we have
ever heard of the Baltic Sea?
Yeah, the Baltic
Sea. No, I haven't actually. I think I remember this from last year. You like get on a train with your buddies and you ride on a train. You take the train there?
Yeah, we do a train. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He just gets shit-faced and does the whole loop of Poland. So
you play golf, Thomas? Yeah. Do you play golf?
Golf?
The hell, man.
Come on,
stop!
I'm What's closer next, to Thomas? Andrew than you. I play tennis.
Hey now!
But come on, man! I played it.
Though. You play pickleball?
I like it. No, tennis, real tennis.
Is pickleball big in Poland yet? Have you guys gotten that?
I never heard of pickleball. Really? Until this year.
I gotta tell you this.
Stay out of
so
the kitchen.
My tennis team. We were just practicing today, and our courts are reserved from 4 to 6. We play at public courts because we're still building our courts on campus, and so it's a high school girls tennis team. So I'm coaching them, and we finish at 6. It's like 8 courts, and as soon as we finish, all 8 courts are taken up by pickleball. It's fucking unbelievable. It's unreal. It's like they're all there at 5:59 waiting to storm the courts. Wow. And they're not even pickleball courts.
Right.
But I've heard that like Bed Bath & Beyond, you know, they're all closing nationwide.
I think they're closed.
I've heard there's a
pickleball courts.
Yes, I've heard they're turning a lot of them into indoor pickle.
Dude, New Orleans, the old New Orleans airport, they could turn that into, Drew Brees could turn that into the ultimate indoor pickleball facility, practice facilities, simulations.
Apparently, roofs. Pickleball is very loud too. So, like,
it is loud.
People that complain, they're like, the pickleball people are keeping me up at night. It's too loud.
Pickleball sucks. I said it.
I enjoy playing it.
Andrew hates pickleball.
It's great for all ages. I bet you do.
It's good for our families. Pickleball almost as much as he hates the Falcons. Thomas, what next?
All right, final question of the show from Badrich. 2 questions from Badrich. We didn't use his trivia, so I had to compensate, you know. He asks, if Chris Berman came up with nicknames for you, what do you think they would be?
I remember this question. Kevin threw out some good answers for this. The one he picked for me was good. It would have to be Dave, they call me Cariello.
Mine, he would go for the layup. He'd be Marlboro Man.
Don't steal his answers.
Marlboro Red. Babe,
come on.
Mm-hmm.
Come up with your own ones.
Or it would be Andrew.
Andrew, don't juge me.
Andrew, juge and jury.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Those are pretty good. Right?
Juge and jury.
Like, off the top of your head, that's pretty solid, I got to say.
Well, no, this is off of Kevin's head. Kevin came up.
That's right.
Although, actually, that's not true. My